Leonard, get ready for an apology. And with the added twist of an M. Night Shyamalan movie, I'm going to mean it.
Ah, so like every other M. Night Shyamalan movie I've seen, you spoil it in advance.
Hey, if you didn't know Bruce Willis was dead the whole time, that's not on me. Okay, here it comes. You tried to take care of me when I was sick, and I was mean to you. There's no excuse for that, and I'm truly sorry.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
And I want you to know that that is sincere. I do feel bad. I'm not just saying it to be included on your trip.
Appreciate that, too.
Terrific. Now, all that's left is for you to invite me to come, me to ask, are you sure, you to say absolutely, and then me to bring it home with, how could I say no to that face?
I'm still not coming.
But I apologize, and I meant it. I know that we don't play this game very often, but you're doing it wrong.
Sheldon, I accept your apology, but you upset a lot of people while you were sick. I'm not in a position to just say you can come.
All right. What if I apologize to all of them?
Fine. If you apologize to everyone, they all say it's okay, then yes, you can come.
Challenge accepted. Sounds like it's time for the Sheldon Cooper apology tour.
Well, I hope it's as much fun as the Sheldon Cooper Spellchecks Local Menus Tour.
My goodness, do you remember Comes with Asparagus? Howard and Bernadette, you tried to comfort me when I was ill, and I treated you terribly. I'm sorry.
Wow. I'm impressed.
No, wait, I'm not done. Allow me to underscore my sentiment with a haunting rendition of Brenda Lee's I'm Sorry, played on the pan flute.
The apology accepted.
We all right. That's 8 hours of practice down the drain. And to memorialize this occasion, here are your commemorative T-shirts.
Sheldon Cooper apologized to me.
And he made it all better.
All you did was offer maternal care and affection, and all you received in return was rude and insensitive behavior.
Can this wait?
I'm afraid it can't. The trip is tomorrow, and I have more apologies to make.
Okay, fine. I accept your apology. Now get out. Oh,
wonderful. Now, would you mind holding up this shirt while I... You brought me my comic books when I wasn't feeling well. That was thoughtful, and I was insensitive. I'm sorry.
Thank you, Sheldon. I appreciate that.
And then I want you to know that I mean it. This isn't me just wanting to go on the trip to Las Vegas.
What trip to Las Vegas?
The one everyone's taking this weekend on the party bus.
Of course, I wasn't invited.
That would be my understanding. On a less painful subject, what size T-shirt do you take? Raj, you were being a good friend, and my illness was no excuse for my behavior. I hope that you can accept my apology.
Of course I do.
And Emily, I'm sorry for saying dermatologists aren't real doctors. I'm sure you're tired of hearing that.
Do you honestly think I hear that a lot?
Well, I would imagine when your job is popping zits and squirting Botox into old lady faces.
Okay, the point is that we accept your apology.
Maybe you do. He just insulted me again.
But he doesn't mean it.
Why are you defending him?
I believe I can answer that. Like me, Raj is demonstrating empathy. Now, why don't you accept my apology, receive your free T-shirt? I hope extra small's okay. For some reason, Wallowitz took a medium.
Well, I don't accept your apology.
What are you doing?
It's called standing up for myself. You should try it sometime.
Fine. How about this? You're making me uncomfortable by prolonging this ridiculous fight, and I wish you'd stop.
You want me to stop? No problem.
No, come on. No, please don't leave.
Point of clarification. Are you still going on the trip? Because if not...
Don't worry. You're good.
I caused that fight. I feel terrible. Wait, I can do that better. Yeah. I caused that fight. I feel terrible. Yeah, wow, I don't know which one I like more.
So, was the fight really bad?
Well, no. As a fight, it was excellent. You know, she used harsh language and slammed the door. Although, as I say this, that might not have been what you were asking.
Think they'll still go on the trip?
Well, all I know is after the fight, I went to Emily's.
They're not going on the trip. Yeah.
What is wrong with you?
Look at him, caring about what's wrong with me. That is some top-shelf empathy. Hey, we should start a club.
You went to Emily's to apologize, and when you left, she was crying.
That is true. I suppose I should apologize again.
No!
Is she okay?
Yeah, I calmed her down, but she's not going to Vegas if he's going.
Wait, that's an option? I didn't know that was an option.
Well, that is fine, because I've decided that I won't be joining you. I've realized that the most genuine way to demonstrate the remorse I feel is to let you have this weekend to yourselves.
It's very mature of you.
Well, I've been on a little trip myself recently. Yeah. Not to Sin City, but to Sincere City. Where instead of genital warts, the only growth you'll come back with is personal growth.
And there's your next t-shirt.
Ooh, check out the stripper pole.
You know what that means.
That Roz will be on it before we make it to the freeway.
You know it.
This is so cool.
Here's some champagne.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would like to propose a toast to a well-deserved weekend. What are you doing?
My plan was to jump out at the state line, but one of my nose plugs fell into the toilet.
You couldn't give us just one weekend?
I told him this was a bad idea.
What do we do? Kick them off?
If we drop them off at a fire station, they have to take them. No questions asked.
Before you do, please give me one more chance to apologize to Emily.
Oh, God.
Emily, as I'm sure you know, I'm considered an odd fellow. But what you don't know is that while I often say the wrong thing, in my heart, I mean well. I think that you are a smart and wonderful woman. And we all think that you can do better than Cuthra Polly.
You know, Sheldon...
Let him finish.
So, for all the times I've offended you, and all the times that I'll offend you in the future, I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Good. Then, I'll be leaving now.
Oh, it's okay, Sheldon. Come with us.
Oh, that's very kind of you, but I'm sure you'll all have a better time without me. Yeah, let's go, Stuart.
But I want to stay.
Stuart, now!
I know he's a jerk, but I actually feel bad for him.
And now you see the problem.
Come on, you pain in the ass!
That's me, Bye, Stuart.